Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, my dear listeners and dear friends all over the world. This is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio, the show that brings you the news outside of the box and that is not told on the mainstream media. BBS Radio is the biggest station on the internet, because if it's not mainstream, it's BBS. Very happy to be live again, and I have a beautiful, special, wonderful, intelligent, spiritual, genius guest. Her name is Laura Tycho.
Hello, Martin. Thank you. You're very flattering.
Yes, hello, my beloved friend. Hello. You've been on the show before, and it's 2012 today. I mean, right now it's 2012, the time, in the Netherlands.
Oh.
So, it's a nice time to start.
Good time to start, yes.
Very good. So, well, how have you been? I just had some wonderful insight news since a couple of weeks you are channeling Salusa.
Yes. Since the 22nd of June, he made actually contact, and I've been also in contact with Ashtar and Archangel Michael as well, and the initial contact was more like a physical presence, really. I mean, not physical as such, not in 3D that you can touch, but really energy-wise, and it was really the most amazing experience in my life. It's like having the sun coming through the room and, you know, feeling my body and everything, so it's certainly unforgivable. Unforgettable experience, sorry.
Yes, well, I'm very happy for you, of course. It sounds that this development in your life is bringing more opportunities to get the news out. I think that's just amazing.
Yes, that's the thing. He worked there. I mean, it's mainly as a consciousness group as well sometimes that I communicate with the whole of the galactic, well, not the whole of the galactic organization, but some members of the galactic Federation. I don't know their name, but they're with Salusa, so I, you know, obviously they work together. But yeah, they really wish to sort of address some of their ground crew here. Some people that apparently still don't know why they're here, and some of them are in a kind of not so great situation and having trouble finding their feet and faith and, you know, this sort of thing. So that's what they really wanted to address was me.
Yes. My dear Laura, could you stop moving furniture, please?
Oh, sorry. Hang on. No.
I will let you settle down and then we can talk, because I think it's hard for the listeners to understand what you're saying.
Absolutely. Sorry.
No, it's just all in good fun, you know.
No, I'm okay.
Okay, wonderful. So, 2012 indieinfos.wordpress.com is your website.
Yes, and that's the mix of current news and channeling and also lots of things from Steve Bickel from the 2012 scenario. I appreciate his articles. And
oh, yes, Steve is amazing.
Exactly.
Yes.
He certainly has been a really a great guide and mentor for me, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know, my guests were yesterday.
I didn't listen yesterday. I was away.
You was away.
Oh, it was it. Yes, I know. It's Wendy and Greg.
Yes, my dear friends, Wendy and Greg from Ready for the Shift. We are ready for the shift, aren't we?
Yes. I think we are in the shift right now. I mean, we kind of passed the beginning stage of the shift. I think the most already.
I think the changes are really becoming intense now. We can expect more intense times, more...
That's exactly what the Salusa did an update with me on Saturday, and he usually just does questions, but it appears that the questions are not quite what they've expected, because what is happening is people who do have something to say will only email me about it, or, but will not actually say it in publicly, even under anonymous. So while I read the message with them, with Salusa, and he feels and they feel that it's just better for me not to write her, not write the question as such. Maybe I can give a summary of insights.
Well, I would like, did you receive a message today as well?
No, not today. I'll try to contact him tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But the second part was very much that we are entering energy, intense energies, and so that's exactly what you're saying, and you know, we are kind of going through it now.
Yes, Laura, could you for the listeners, I would love that. Could you read Saturday's message for the audience?
Okay, it's in Galactic Laura Tycho, and I put there most of the messages. I put all the messages there and some translations as well. So I'm going to go there now. And
it will be nice to hear it from yourself for the listeners.
Now, I don't know if you wanted to. There's a first part, which is a question about karma. So I don't know, do you want to do that as well, or just read his update? I mean, he actually wanted to say that.
Well, what feels the best for you, Laura?
Yeah, let me see now. Maybe we'll do his personal message, and if we have time, we can do the karma part as well. It's probably also important, you know, because he decides what you want.
I read it on Saturday.
Okay. So I'm saying that I believe you wanted to say something today in addition to the question set up. Salusa, be blessed. We are about to enter a critical phase for your planet. We are entering a period of acceleration and of intense energies. As some of you are beginning to awaken, you are about to face a close look at reality. You will begin to experience being in several places simultaneously for short periods of time. You will begin to be present on many levels at the same time. You will become fully aware of what living in duality truly means. With this, you will receive many visions of higher realms simultaneously. Our presence will become evident to your consciousness, while others will still be at least partially asleep. You will be able to hear us and see us in our higher dimensions through your higher self, while at the same time you will have to carry on your normal life for the sake of your loved ones. We wanted to reassure that this is normal stage of your awakening process. You will experience side effects such as dizziness, emotional distress, pain, joy, sometimes all at the same time. These effects are in connection with the flow of incoming energies, memories, and consciousness rising. These memories will be rushing into your consciousness while you will be at work with your friends and families, and while you are watching television, for instance. It is important not to be alarmed by this and not to alarm others around you who may not experience any of these effects at all. What will help is to find time alone when possible in order to process all these new psychic abilities you will discover. This can also be viewed as part of the natural ascension process. Do remember, dear ones, that we are here to help you. Therefore, do not hesitate to call upon us, your brothers, to help when you are scared or in pain. Let go of emotional baggage. Cry it all out if it is needed. We are here to help you and support you through these difficult times ahead of you, all in many respects. You are about to become a lot more sensitive and more aware of the higher realms of us, of the bigger picture, of the consequences of your actions in the past, in the present, and in the future. You will truly see yourself as you are on this planet. We recommend you to be in a state of acceptance of what you will become to experience and eventually understand. Forgive hurts if possible and ask for forgiveness to God. This will have positive consequences and things will move inside of you. You will surely experience being in your heart and being peace and joy. I am Salusa from Sirius, and I am looking forward to our reunion with all of you, dear brothers and sisters. Be of love and of light. We ask you that you walk through these days with as much consciousness as possible. This will make things proceed with more swiftly. We are with you all, around you, one thin layer away from your touch. You are not alone. We are with you. Thank you, Salusa.
Now that was just beautiful, Laura. And then, as a matter of fact, I myself feel these higher dimensions, this slimmering of the veil, you know, what's behind the veil. I feel it's coming through me and through others around me. So what Salusa is saying, it's always accurate, you know? And I think in your last message that you just read, the energy that is vibrating from it is truly completely resonating with my own experiences, and I think with many more people.
That is really wonderful. And in fact, I did receive a few private emails, maybe 5 or 6, or even on Facebook, in the 2012 Indie Info discussion group. Some people have been saying that's exactly what they're going through as well. And some of them would be channelers, you know, so they are quite experienced already.
Yeah. Yeah, some of them, more and more people are becoming channels and develop paranormal activities. Yeah. And I myself see it as a part of the ascension process.
Yeah, and I think that's really what they want to do. I mean, this channeling format, I think they did say this before through my quiz as well, is that the channel will not go on forever. Of course, it will go on TV and stuff, but, you know, eventually they will have direct contact with all the ones who are ready, you know, for this.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the ones that work with them and are here, not because they need to ascend, but because they volunteer to be here in order to help the whole of the planet ascend. So these are the ones that will definitely be approached by them as soon as they're ready for it.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm ready, you know.
I'm sure you are.
Laura, could you share some more insights you have on ascension?
Many people asked that as well in the questions, and he didn't really want to comment on it because I think he says many times that, you know, there are plenty of channels and information out there that deal with that, like Archangel Michael and Steve Biko, you know, I mean, books are written over this, so they're really accurate. But that's what I feel. I mean, he didn't say much to me either as well about it. So it's going to be, they're going to be parts that would be painful and parts that would be welcomed eventually, you know. But I think we are still in for a bit of a surprise, and we probably won't expect a lot. The outcome will be, for those to choose to ascend, it would really be seeing through this dimension and going up the dimension, really, and seeing all of them and touching them, hugging, reunion, you know, and the whole planet to ascend, really. Maybe, I think I've read in some channel the whole galaxy is going to ascend, maybe the whole universe, as far as I know. So it's everybody's going through this process, you know, and I think we're more in trouble because we're not ready as ready as many planets and many beings are, because what's been developing on Earth for thousands of years now, it's, you know, the cabal and the dark has been in control of Earth and of our lives, and it has consequences. So that's why they're here, really, to help, because we're in this duality mode, and that's why we get super extra help from all dimensions and all beings of light.
Isn't it amazing? It's just beautiful, huh? And the help we are getting, I can feel it. I can feel my spirit guides are with me. And think more people do. And when I was in Wiltshire, I met a druid, wonderful guy, and he uses dowsing rods. And he did find my name of my Pleiadian spirit guide. So when I was connected to him, I it was so beautiful, such a beautiful experience.
How long was the contact? Was it a couple of minutes?
Well, we spent a couple of days together at the Barge Inn, which is a campsite where you can visit the crop circles, and at the Silent Circle Cafe. Because the morning, it was a Tuesday morning a couple of weeks ago when I was there, I felt I had to be at 11 a.m. at the Silent Circle Cafe. So I went there, and that's where he was. He said, I was waiting for you. Didn't know the guy. And he was speaking, he was having a conversation. It's in a small building, and when you are inside, there is a huge detailed map of the area with little stickers on it where the crop circles are located. And he was surrounded by some people. And he was speaking about the multiverse, watching what's happening on the Earth. And I was very interested in the conversation, so I joined the conversation. And later we sat down, and with his dowsing rods, he can find the name of your spirit guide. He's a druid, you know. And so he's searching for letters like A to F. Is it A to F, yes or no? And then the dowsing rod gives a very clear answer. So then he found find the name of my Pleiadian spirit guide, and also from other people. And there was a lot of interaction there. It was beautiful.
Wow. Can you tell us the name or not?
Sorry?
Can you tell us the name?
Of the guy?
Yeah, of the Pleiadian spirit guide?
Oh,
No, maybe not.
Better not. No.
Yeah, I know.
That's for me. It's my personal spirit guide, so everybody has one. And it was wonderful to be around those people. And what I did a couple of weeks ago on BBS, if you are interested, dear listeners, you can subscribe to the archives, and you can support me there. It's not high priced. You can subscribe for 3 months. And do it via my profile page, which is www.bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And then there's a button, Subscribe Archives. And you can listen then to the interview I had with Charles Mallet. And he's the owner of the Silent Circle Cafe. And his website is silentcircle.co.uk. And you can get wonderful information about the latest crop circles and more than that. And he has done 15 years of extensive scientific research into crop circles. And, you know, some of them are really, it's undeniable, irrefutable proof that they are not man-made. So I had him on the show, and at the end of the season I'll have him again. So if you are interested to listen to any of the shows from my friend Charles Mallet from silentcircle.co.uk, or from Sheldon Idle, or from Mike Quincy. I had also Laura Tycho before. I had Wendy Sangari, Alfred Limbert Weber, and I had also Astraya Venus, and Gerard Aartsen, who wrote
Sheldon.
Sheldon Idle, yes. He was on the show.
Yeah.
And many more, of course.
Susan Spooner as well.
Susan Spooner, wonderful energy. The Art of Universal Knowing, theartofuniversalknowing.com. And she gets messages also posted on your site, I believe, Laura?
Yeah, I do post a few from Steve or from her Facebook account as well. She gives updates almost every day, you know. They're short, but they're really to the point, so I really recommend.
Very much to the point. Oh, yeah, and what do you think about Wanderer of the Skies?
I love him.
Yeah, me too, I love him. You know what happened on June June the 6th? I interviewed Sheldon Neidl, and I had a lot of listeners. And
I remember.
Yeah, I had about 1,200 listeners, and because, of course, the information that Sheldon is giving is just pure and wonderful and clear. But you know what happened? Wonder of the Skies called in on the.
I remember.
And he verified with Sheldon if what he was doing was right, and Sheldon confirmed, of course. So he was very happy with that, and bless him.
Yes, I think as far as I know, he's more in contact with a non-human part of the galactic. Federation, as far as I know. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. And I think tomorrow or Wednesday there will be a new update from him, and I'm looking forward to read it.
Yeah, me too. I love the last one. I think it's the last one, the second.
Yes, one. Yes.
You speak a lot about closure.
Yes, it was so clear, and about the scenario, how it sequenced the events. Yeah, it was beautiful. I enjoyed it very much. I encourage everybody who's listening to read Wonder of the Sky's latest message. And I think the best way to do is to go to galacticchannelings.com and then choose your language and then look in the specials area.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that about 2 years ago I had this contact with non-human beings as well. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, it was through a dream. I mean, it was a period of a week where I was literally brought to read Seleucus' messages and some of the Pleiadian messages, and this went on for a week. I had this invisible friend who talked to me to my head, and I thought, my gosh, what's going on? So anyway, then I discovered all these wonderful websites and messages and channels, and so after a week, anyway, they brought me to read a part, something on the website, what was called Do You Wish Us to Show Up, or something like that. And I read it's a long article. It took me about an hour to read it. It was so long. It was really interesting about human history and Earth history. And at the end, it says, so do you wish us to show up? And I went, yes, yes, yes. And then I had this voice insisting, no, Laura, we mean, do you wish us to show up? And I went, oh, okay, do you mean like personally? And I went, yes. So I made this agreement that I didn't want them to show up in my living room or in my lawn. I said, okay, I don't want to go in spaceships, but I do want to talk through dreams to you, through telepathy. And guess what happened that night? This happened. I had this contact for, I don't know, it seemed like forever to me, with three beings. Absolutely wonderful. One was from Arcturus, one was from Andromeda, and one was working with the Sirians, and she's the one who I was the most in contact with. She'll be more like the Reptoid mix, but she definitely worked with Seleucus, and she was saying that she's actually here to study what is going on with the Dark Abal and the bad reptilians. They don't really understand them. They don't understand where they're coming from, and even the genetic origins, they don't really know. So that's kind of part of the mission, to see what exactly is going on. So we had a long conversation, and it was absolutely amazing again, because they just emanate with light and love, and I was never in the presence of anybody so wise and caring and loving and, you know, everything you can imagine. And it was really, really a changing point in my life, because for a week then I was giving free massages in work to people. I had all these people wanting to massage me. They all looked at me with adoring eyes. I made friends with my worst enemies. There was no more competition or anything like that in work. It was wonderful. So this went on. And the way they communicate this was really surprising, because not only do they send like thoughts in your head, but really they were sending me, which was weird, I never experienced that before, a projection right into my head of images, of emotions, feelings, thoughts. And it's like the whole of my brain is kind of shaken up. And, you know, it was just incredible. But and then I tried to speak like them, but I couldn't really. But the thing that was interesting is that when they speak, it was difficult to differentiate between my own thoughts and their thoughts, and between my own feelings and emotion and their own feeling and emotion, because of course they also do have feelings and emotions. So I'm convinced Wanderer of the Sky is in contact with them, and there's no doubt in my mind.
No, and I think more people are now, and it's interesting to hear what happened in your dreams. So, okay. Laura, I want to ask you a question. Is there a possibility that in a matter of days or a week or something like that, the system will collapse?
He didn't comment on any of this part, because his main work and concern is to help people emotionally and spiritually to this. But from what I sense is that we are really in the middle, and but I don't know. He didn't comment anything on that. So I could ask, but I don't think that's not the kind of a replies he wants to give. So I don't know. I don't want to say anything that I don't know. I mean, it certainly looks like it is. And I think in his message of today, Salusat did say, Nisara is going to come around soon, and nothing works anymore, creating more debt and more, it's only generating more and more debt all the time. That's not the solution, So personally, as myself, I'm not speaking for Salusat or the Galactic Federation, I do think that things are running down, and it's probably necessary for this to happen in order that something else comes in. So I think it's going to be a very good outcome, but it's going to be probably difficult for a few days or weeks now. But there is going to be need, a real need for, you're speaking of the whole planet, you have financial stability. I mean, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do if all the money collapses? And, what's going to happen? So if that happens, they really will have to step in somehow. And I know there is Nisara is going on. So, I mean, that's already done. The governments know about this, I think. So that will just have to kick in, So it will be seen as a great thing, I think, by everybody, if the ETs help and the Galactics help to get it back on Earth again after, if the whole thing collapses, That's my own
opinion. Oh, yes, I agree. And I think... Nisara, if it comes, a lot of the light workers here, the family of light, the starseeds, the indigos, we'll all be able to come together and to create a new world. And I'm very much looking forward to this time where we can travel in our own UFOs and spaceships with free energy and meet each other and work together, organize events for healing. Together, of course, with after first contact with members from the Galactic Federation of Light, that will be just a glorious time, the Golden Age.
Yeah. I was just reading before I was speaking with you, Steve, because reading with Archangel Michael, and they do speak a lot about. He does speak a lot about, coming into the Golden Age, and that's a gradual process. I mean, it's a very, very, very interesting reading, which I really recommend. The reading he had, I think, on the 1st of August, and I think there's lots of things coming to there.
So if you didn't understand, my friends, go to Steve's site, stevebecko.com, S-T-E-E-V-E, B-E-C-K-O-W.com, the 2012 scenario. And there you can read his reading with Archangel Michael, which is just awesome.
Awesome, absolutely awesome, about ascension and what's going to happen for the spirit of 3 days. Archangel Michael says to Steve that it's not necessarily 3 days. It can be a period of 20 hours or a day. And it's not entirely, it's darkness, but not necessarily night. I mean, so it's really, I really recommend people to read it, because it did clear my head today. So I suppose if you did that for me, it would do that for many people.
Yeah, it made me very happy too, very happy. It made my day. So Steve is, of course, a wonderful light worker, together with you and Wendy and Greg. And there are many, and many even we don't know of. And what's happening on my Facebook now is that more and more people I come in contact with, like, things happen, like we have 340 friends in common, and then the name is Venus Lightworker or Alpha Spaceship or whatever, and we're all in the same boat, you know, and we're connecting and sharing information, and it's like a roller coaster.
I absolutely love it as well.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say that I've been to many forums, and I find there's, in some of them, there can be loads of aggressivity, negativity. I don't think it's meant to be harmful, but it does turn out to be harmful.
You have always to filter out the information sometimes.
But that doesn't seem to happen on Facebook. Maybe it's because there are people that we really do have something in common, and they respect your space and beliefs, usually, you know.
Yes, exactly.
That kind is great.
Yes, the other day I received a video from a UFO sighting in Brazil. It was a ring, a blue ring. Have you seen it?
I think I might have seen it, yes.
It was a couple of days ago, and yeah. And one of my friends on Facebook, he was doubting if it was genuine, and we spoke to each other with respect, you know. It's like, there are not a lot of technologies today that can make it fake, but then I analyzed the video and you could see the angle of the camera moving, so we left it open, you know, we respected each other, and he's a friend on Facebook and we share information, and with some people you resonate deeply, and he said also, I'm also a believer, and it's not about ego. It's this wonderful friendship with so many people from all countries in the world that you can imagine. I have people from Bangladesh, people from India, people from South America, United States, everywhere. And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, and it's amazing because I also am the same as you. I know some people from China or Bulgaria or Germany, and you know, it's amazing how much we have in common. And I mean, even if we email for maybe 2 or 3 days, and then suddenly I realize this person actually does understand what I am talking about. You know, I know so many people who would look at me as if I had 3 heads, and you know, if I spoke of anything, something simple, that the way I receive an experience or I understand something, it just doesn't make sense to them. But it does make sense to total strangers from China or from Bulgaria or from India, you know. So it's really incredible the way we connect all together.
Yeah, the star seeds it's like an agreement that we made before we were born in our karma. Because the star seeds, of course, will ascend and are ready for it. So it will be our, as I understand from Salusa and Sheldon Idle and more channels, is that it will be our last incarnation in the physical. So the after ascension and after being in the incubation chambers where Sheldon talks about in his beautiful DVD, Back to Being Galactic Humans, which I recommend everybody to buy. You can buy it on PAOweb.com, Planetary Activation Organization. And in the DVD, Back to Being Galactic Humans, he explains exactly how the transformation will happen in Inner Earth. Agartha, Ak means inner, and Artha means earth. And he shares this information also in his webinars. But what I want to say is that after ascension, we will continue to learn. And that was also in the message from today from Salusa. There's no end to learning. It's infinite learning.
Yes, and even for people who choose not to ascend, I think last week, I think Salusa said that it doesn't matter if they will not ascend, but keep working towards the light and consciousness and raising your awareness and your love and your light, because that will also matter, even if you choose not to ascend, but that will bring you up in your next life. So it all kind of... I mean, it's not a coincidence. And you spoke earlier on about life, previous lives, and is it going to be our last lives? And in fact, I do have some memories of before incarnated to many lives and from past lives as well, but I do remember also my agreement when I made my life plan for this life. And I remember I didn't have to come, although I was asked if I might consider coming back to Earth one last time. Because the plan was, of course, for suspension, and the plan was to get a maximum of people to help for the Earth to ascend.
But
I mean, what you're saying there about lives and the last incarnations on Earth, that totally resonated. My own memory also.
To me too. You know, I have a bit sore throat. So if you don't mind, I will play some music. It's from Medvin Udall. And it's called Crossing the Divine. And it's really divine music. It brings you in a higher state of awareness. Okay, so in a couple of minutes I'll be back. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Laura, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Could you please use headphones because... Okay, because there's an echo occurring, and I don't know how it... So, okay.
Maybe if I take them off. I just put it out and in again. Can you hear me better now?
I hear you well. I hope BBS... Yeah, they do. Okay, it's good.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe it wasn't connected properly. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, now I hear you very well, so welcome back, Laura. Could you share with us your website again?
Okay, so there is 2012 Indie Info, 2012 ENDYINFO. And that's for current news and channelings, and also if people who only want to read about, well, I've wrote articles on past lives, memories, or videos, or see my work, and also my channeling with Lusa. That website is Galactic Laura Tycho. Galactic Laura Tycho, and Tycho is spelled T-Y-C-O. That's the main two ones. And I also have one called Starships and one called ExoFriends, which is about galactic civilizations, and Starship is about UFOs, so it's all relevant to our topic.
Wonderful. You know, when you said Galactic Laura Tycho, I had a memory from when I was about 2 or 3 years old, and there was a meaning, a word, a consciousness going through my head that time. And the strange thing is it's you. It is you, Galactic Laura Tycho. That's really interesting. I was 2 or 3 years old. I was playing outside in the garden. And there was a friend with me, a spirit guide, I think. And as you said it, Galactic Laura Tycho. That's exactly what it was.
Wow.
You know, all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting in more and more.
Yeah, and that's I think that's we're really coming all closer together as we go into other dimensions, and the dimensions come up together. So I think we're going to have more and more of these experiences of déjà vu or recognizing friends and people, you know.
Yeah, we've always been connected also to Salusa, and my partner and I also share things of Salusa that I cannot speak about yet, but that will come clear when the time is ready.
That's what I find. It takes maybe a period of maturation of all these impressions and new feelings and new... There's not even words to describe some of the stuff. I mean, it's all extremely positive and enlightening, and it's probably not even part of this dimension, so it's difficult to describe in 3D word and not to be excited and share stuff that people really can't understand. Unless you have the same experience, and then yes, you can understand.
Well, I think most of the listeners understand what we are talking about.
Exactly.
And because if you are listening, my friends, to ET First Contact Radio on BBS, you must be wise and educated in the galactic news. And that's what we bring out. People interview me. If you want to be interviewed and are listening, write me an email, and my email address is written on the page on BBS, bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. You can there subscribe to the archives to listen to Sheldon Idle, Mike Quincy, many others, Susanna Spooner, as I said before. So, it's wonderful.
And you're also available on Facebook, which I find is great, because, you know, I can talk to you to Facebook in private messages, or just have a conversation about news or channeling. So,
exactly. And my Facebook, if you want to add me, my name is Martin Horst. It's M-A-A-R-T-E-N. And my family name is Horst, H-O-R-S-T. If you type that, the first hit you will have is me. So, welcome to connect, everybody, anybody who's listening. And it's always interesting to share new information and receive new information. And it's just beautiful. We are the children of light. A friend of me, Hugo, he lives in Denmark, and we've been talking for a few months now on Facebook, and he's a wonderful soul. He has also out-of-body experiences. And, he says, children of light, that's what we are. And everything is frequency, based on harmonics, on frequencies, from sound and light. And in fact, matter is a dense form of waves. And this matter where we are in, the knots of the waves are being lifted to higher frequencies. Because in fact, in the spiritual community, a lot of people speak about dimensions. But I would rather call them densities.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Because we have 2 minutes left. Because there's another host after me. I wish him good luck with his or her show. Wednesday I will be on Finding Voices Radio from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central European Time, which is 12 noon PST and 3 p.m. Central Eastern Time. And if you want to figure out where your country is, you can use the time zone converter, the Google time zone converter. And all the information is on bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And do subscribe to the archives. And Laura, we have 1 minute left. Could you give the listeners a last message of love and light?
Let's just see. Well, I really think that we are actually going through incredible times, and there's absolutely nothing to fear, as Lucy said today, and many of us have said as well in the channelings. I think all this fear, it's actually to do with the dark cabal who want us to be in fear so that we will not ascend, so that we will go down with them. And be careful who are you are letting yourself, putting thoughts in your head or influencing yourself, you know. Don't let anybody talk you into fear, panic, despair. Everything is absolutely fine. We have beings of light around us all the time. We have several guides, guardian angels. Just be with yourself, be with your body. When you're in fear or doubt, sense your body, sense Mother Earth on your feet, on her. You will get help instantly. And just ask for help from your guides and from your higher self.
Yes.
Don't listen to any of them.
Ask for help from your guides. Your guides are always with you, as Lalusa said today. Thank you, Laura. I love you. And it was a wonderful show. It was wonderful to receive your energy and love and information. And we'll have you back in some time.
You're very welcome, Martin. It was a pleasure for me as well. Thank you very much. And love and light to everybody.
Love and light to everybody. And stay tuned.